The grid tip betting system. You bet on the top three drivers. This means the first three positions in qualifying, sprint, and race. The fastest lap. This is a bonus bet on the driver with the fastest lap during the race. To bet on the fastest lap is not mandatory, but a voluntary option. There will be no penalty in case of betting in the wrong. The first out. This is a bonus bet on the driver who is first to be out or retired during the race. To bet on the first out is not mandatory, but a voluntary option. There will be no penalty in case of betting in the wrong. The best catch up. This is a bonus bet on the driver who manages to gain the most positions during the race compared to his position in the starting grid. To bet on the best catch up is not mandatory, but a voluntary option. There will be no penalty in case of betting in the wrong. The best team result. This is a bonus bet on the team who manages to gain the most points in the race. To bet on the best team is not mandatory, but a voluntary option. There will be no penalty in case of betting in the wrong. The safety car. This is a risky bet on the deployment of the safety car during the race, including virtual safety car as it opens a window for at least strategic pit stops though not regularly reducing the driver's gaps on the track. To bet on the safety car is not mandatory, but a voluntary option. You can only bet on yes or no, both bets at the same time are obviously not possible nonetheless mindless. In distinction to the bonus bets, this bet bears the risk of losing 1 point due to penalization in case of erroneous tip. You can place your bets until the beginning of each event, qualifying, sprint or race. You can change the bets you have already placed until the beginning of the corresponding event, qualifying, sprint or race, by logging into your account, selecting the event and choosing other tips to submit. The deadline for placing your bets will stay unchanged as of the official date and time even if the start of an event, qualifying, sprint or race, is delayed to another start time or postponed to another day after several time delays due to the weather conditions on the official start day and time and will not be extended as in these cases postponing always takes place by short-term notice only and the bet would have been missed in the case the event could be held on the official day, but with delay only. If an event, for whatever reason, is officially postponed to another day in advance of the original start date, this new start time is the deadline for submitting the tips. The official dates and start times of the events can be found on the Grid Tip webpage, see section, schedule, in the hamburger menu on the Grid Tip webpage. The Grid Tip scoring system. You will get 2 points for each of the top three drivers you placed on the correct position. You will get 1 point for each of the top three drivers you placed on the wrong position within top three. Who places the fastest lap bet does not take any risk and will get 1 extra point if the bet turns out to be correct and will get no penalty if the bet turns out to be not correct. Who places the first out bet does not take any risk and will get 3 extra points if the bet turns out to be correct and will get no penalty if the bet turns out to be not correct. If more than one driver are first to be out or retired, all correct bets will be awarded the points. Who places the best catch-up bet does not take any risk and will get 2 extra points if the bet turns out to be correct and will get no penalty if the bet turns out to be not correct. If more than one driver gain the same maximum advancement of positions during the race, all correct bets will be awarded the points. Who places the best team result bet does not take any risk and will get 1 extra point if the bet turns out to be correct and will get no penalty if the bet turns out to be not correct. If more than one team's gain the same maximum amount of points in a race, all correct bets will be awarded the points. Who places the safety car bet takes a certain risk and will get 1 extra point if the bet turns out to be correct and will be penalized with the subtraction of 1 point if the bet turns out to be not correct. To determine the points for the grid tip, qualifying result, the qualifying result without any penalization regarding the starting grid will be taken into account. To determine the points for the grid tip sprint result, the official sprint result including after sprint disqualifications or penalizations will be taken into account. This equals the official sprint result according to the Formula One website. To determine the points for the grid tip race result, the official race result including after race disqualifications or penalizations will be taken into account. This equals the official race result according to the Formula One website. Note that for the assignment of the first out points, it is necessary that the driver starts the race, or at least begins the formation lap. Any driver that will not be able to start the race, this includes the formation lap, will not be considered for the first out points as it would give any grid tipper the chance to set the tip accordingly if it will be known to the public before the deadline for placing the tips ends. Grid tip also considers a driver as being first out when he is the first driver out before the end of the race, even if having completed more than 75% of the race distance before he has stopped, and will officially be accounted as finisher with some laps lag instead of being out of the race due to the 75% rule. The points of qualifying, sprint and race of each Grand Prix weekend will be summed up and form the single GP results. From season 2011 on, if two or more grid tippers reach the same maximum score for one single GP weekend, all of them will get the GP awarded. The single points of each Grand Prix will be summed up to form the overall score, which is the current total score of each grid tipper and is being displayed on the grid tip webpage together with their single GP wins. If two or more grid tippers reach the same overall score, the amount of the single GPs these grid tippers manage to win, this means the number of Grand Prix weekends they managed to score the highest amount or points of the weekend and is the value in brackets, will be taken into account to decide on the ranking. Grid tip winner is who gets the highest overall score. If two or more grid tippers reach the same overall score at the end of the grid tip season, the amount of the single GPs these grid tippers managed to win, this means the number of Grand Prix weekends they managed to score the highest amount of points of the weekend and is the value in brackets, will be taken into account to decide on the grid tip winner. If even these are the same, for instance, same overall score and same amount of single GP winnings, grid tip has two or more winners, the grid tip appraisals. Each year at the end of the grid tip season, the following achievements of the grid tippers will be awarded with certificates. With the winner's certificate, the grid tip winner or winners, with the best rookie certificate, the best rookie or rookies, that means the grid tippers amongst the first seasoners with the highest overall score, with the certificate of excellence, the grid tippers with the highest amount of single GP wins, regardless of their overall score, with the certificate of appraisal, the grid tippers who managed to win at least one single Grand Prix.